Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads in Braamfontein, queuing traffic on the M1 South heading through the Crown Interchange towards Booysens. And if you are in the Midrand area, unfortunately, an accident scene on the N1 North near Allendale Road causing slow-moving traffic in the area.
It's the second night of people being stuck under building rubble in George, where a building collapsed yesterday. Emergency personnel are on the scene working on freeing those who are still stuck.
We're in contact with 11 people. We have one area where 4 people are in a basement.
That was the head of Western Cape Disaster Management, Colin Diner. Moving abroad, Israeli negotiators have arrived in Cairo for talks on a truce in Gaza and hostage release. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant earlier today said that Israel was prepared to deepen its Gaza operation if truce talk fails to secure the release of hostages held there by Hamas. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now it's time for the Business Minute. And joining us with the latest news from the American business front is Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
Markets are trading slightly higher in early trade, except for the Nasdaq slightly down, losing 0.1%. Oil is trading at its lowest level since March, WTI crude below $78. This is good news for the inflation outlook. Apple is trading higher after unveiling a bigger version of its iPad Air. Disney dropped 10% after reporting weak outlook for the growth in streaming subscribers and said visits to its parks are also expected to moderate from the high post-peak COVID time.
A dollar trading at 18 Rand 47, a euro 19 Rand 90, and a pound 23 Rand 15. Gold trading at $2,313.19 per fine ounce, and oil trading at $83.36 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the live action from the IPL. It is the Delhi Capitals against the Rajasthan Royals. Capitals made 221 for 8 in their 20 overs. In response, the Rajasthan Royals at the moment 67 for 2. And they still need another 155 runs from 83 deliveries. So still a long way to go in that match indeed. PSG coach Luis Enrique, well, he sought to take the pressure off his side going into tonight's Champions League semi-final second leg against Borussia Dortmund, telling the side not to worry about having to win by more than 2 goals to reach the final. PSG must overturn a 1-0 deficit from last week's first leg after Nicolas Füllkrug had given the Dortmund side a narrow victory in Germany. And Kaizer Chiefs, well, they'll be determined to get their DStv Premiership top 8 bid back on track when they take on TS Galaxy at the Peter Mokaba Stadium later today. Amakhosi are licking their wounds at the moment after being hammered 5-1 by Mamelodi Sundowns at home on the 2nd of May, and that was their 4th defeat in the last 4 in the last 5 matches. Other matches happening today in the Premiership: see SuperSport United hosting Skukune United, Cape Town City take on Swallows, with Royal AM facing Cape Town Spurs, and Leinster may have already qualified for the Investec Champions Cup final, but now they've got to turn their attention back to the immediate task, and that, according to Jacques Nienaber, is of course the Vodacom URC. The final is weeks away, but this week is the Ospreys, and Nienaber turned his attention to getting the best out of his side for the URC, where they are coming off 2 losses in South Africa. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, the music you love, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Every day on The Drive with Robin Ross, we do our Pick and Mix just after 6:30 all the way through until 7. We choose a theme, we mix in a couple of songs around that theme, and today we've gone with Idol's winners. This lady is an absolute superstar.
Here's the thing.